It's another week right here on Locked On Spurs, which means another visit by the doctor.
You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs. We're here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's 5 San Antonio. Glad to have you back. And as you just heard, Dr. Ryan McCorkle is back this week. He was in high demand for the wrong reasons, unfortunately, after the loss of the season for Charles Bassey. Excuse me. Yes, we'll be discussing in detail Bassey's injury. What is it? What exactly did he suffer? What type of timeline rehab Bassey will go through? And as always, we're going to be talking sneakers with Dr. Ryan McCorkle. So thanks for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. As always, free and available wherever you get podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. First time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code Locked On. That's prizepicks.com, promo code Locked On. Let's go and bring them on. Dr. Ryan McCorkle is back, everybody. Your fans were waiting for you. They've been anticipating this episode, Doctor.
Well, I appreciate them. Appreciate you. It's always good to be on with you every week. Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah. I wish it was, you know, just for kind of mundane, no season-ending injuries. But unfortunately, that's what we're going to be talking about with Charles Bassey. And everybody, before you proceed, Dr. Ryan's on fumes right now. So keep that in mind in case he goes loopy a little bit. He had a long shift. So we're going to go through this on a relatively fast. So please forgive us. And we're just trying to accommodate Dr. Ryan. He's taking time out of his very busy schedule to join Locked On Spurs. So, Doctor, let's go ahead and dive right into it. Unfortunate news out of the San Antonio Spurs. Charles Bassey is done for the season. He had a season-ending injury to his. Okay, I'm going to try my best right here to pronounce this. Left patella non-displaced fracture. So,
well done.
Well done. There you go. See, hanging out with you, I got a little smarter here, doctor, in the medical area. But okay, so yeah, a lot of Spurs fans were disappointed. Unfortunate to see that injury. He is done. Spurs won't likely see him till next season. But let's start off with just the general question: what exactly did Charles Bassey suffer?
He broke his kneecap. So the patella is that bone you can feel right there that everybody knows is their kneecap. So it's a non-displaced fracture, meaning that it's not the two pieces aren't moved apart. It's just a straight crack, but the edges are all still together. So it doesn't require any surgical intervention, which patella fractures rarely do. They've basically, I think you've seen the pictures of him in that big white knee immobilizer. And that's all you really have to do is you're in one of those knee immobilizers that locks your leg out completely straight for 6 weeks. And then like most bones, it heals in 6 weeks. But that puts him well past the end of the season. So therefore, by definition, season-ending injury. Is it safe? On the scale of things, not a big deal.
You took the word. Yeah, that was my next question. I was say, is it safe to say this was the least worst case scenario in the situation for that type of injury, a non-displaced fracture?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's if you want any injury to your knee, you want a non-displaced patella fracture. It's really because it doesn't involve any of the ligaments, you know, ACL, PCL, all those really career-threatening things where you have an unstable knee going forward. This is literally just that little bone, that superficial bone that you can feel on your kneecap has a crack in it. It'll heal up in 6 weeks and he'll be right as rain, just back to fully functional, not a very serious internal derangement of the knee that can have career-threatening or altering effects.
Right, exactly. And he came at the worst time for Bassey. He just inked that NBA contract coming off a two-way deal, you know, in for at least, for, you know, unless the Spurs make a deal, but he is a Spur for several years. And so it just came at the worst time. Popovich was very upset afterwards, saying that, you know, talk about luck that he was, you know, Bassey, that is, to finally get in the game. He was finally starting to learn a little bit in his development. But the injury that he suffered, doctor, does it take much for that type of injury? I mean, what type of impact causes a non-displaced fracture of the left patella?
No, I mean, any fall, I mean, because you can feel how close to the surface that bone is. You know, it's just right there. And, you know, if you fall directly on your knee, it's going to take all the force. That's usually what happens when you don't, we're not able to break your fall with anything else other than just that surface of your knee, then usually that's what breaks. So yeah, even just falling on the court, people directly on the knee, that happens. And for Bassey's development, we hate to see this happen because he had, you know, could have had the rest of the season to develop as a player and develop chemistry and everything. But man, it's one of those things where you think about from the player's perspective, good for him that he had gotten off the 10-day contract and actually signed something, you know, so that after this injury, he's at least, he and his family have a little bit of security through, through an injury like that. It can be scary.
When we saw Bassey exit the game, if I remember correctly, and I'm pretty sure Spurs fans will correct me right away if I'm not, but he walked under his own power to exit the game. So that should have been a sign, you know, at least for Spurs fans that, okay, this isn't, it's bad because the season's over, but it's not bad where, you know, it's leaking into months into next season or anything like that. So Spurs fans can breathe a little bit better. He is okay, as Doctor mentioned. This is not too bad of a break. Nevertheless, he is done for the season. Now, it's interesting you mentioned it won't require surgery other than just a big cast around the knee. Why is that? Why does an injury like this just only need that type of treatment?
Well, if you think about it and you just feel it, everybody, you know, feels their knee right now. The patella is just that superficial little kneecap. It doesn't bear any weight. So, it's not like a tibia, fibula, your femur, or any of the foot bones where it's got to support your weight. It doesn't do that at all. So that's why if you just immobilize it, don't move it, it'll heal, you know, in the correct position because it's not displaced. And by the beginning of May, he should be doing everything he was doing before.
And no, it's good to know. And it begs the question then, what's the point of the kneecap then if it doesn't do anything? I'm pretty sure it does. You're gonna enlighten us right now. Like, seriously, what does the kneecap do? Just protect
the
knee?
Well, a lot of things attached to it, right? Your patellar tendon that connects the lower leg to the upper leg, you know, it connects to the patella. And then the patella is connected to the femur. It's just kind of the articulation, you know, so that we can bend it. Kind of like the tip of your elbow, if you feel that as well. That olecranon is something else that breaks frequently because you can fall directly on your elbow. Same concept. It's more there as a structural piece for a joint that bends like that, but it's not a bone that bears weight.
For a minute there, Doctor, I thought you were going to start singing the hip bone is connected to the knee bone. And then, yeah, that's how you're going to start doing that in a bit. We are talking with Dr. Ryan McCorkle right here on Locked On Spurs. We're talking about Charles Bassey's injury. When we get back, we're going to be asking the doctor what type of rehab, any type of timetable. Will it take all summer? Will it be okay, shorter than expected? We'll dive into that and much, much more on this episode of Locked On Spurs. But before we continue with Dr. Ryan, I want to talk about FanDuel. Look, the tournament is heating up, and right now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app right now. Safe, secure, super easy to use. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to point scores, threes drained. You can even build your favorite NBA bets for the week, such as 2x3. That's 2 3-pointers scored in the first 3 minutes of a game. Have fun with that. Player prop, player points, rebounds, assists, all right there on FanDuel. FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance to get a bigger payout with same game parlay. Don't miss out your chance for your no sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/lockedon. That's FanDuel.com/lockedon to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. We're back right here on Locked On Spurs with Dr. Ryan McCorkle. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at AustinERDoc. He is an ER doc at the St. David's Medical Center and Austin Emergency Center and with the Backstage Medical and Concierge Medicine Practice, where he drops a lot of names of people and artists that he meets. I always dig that about you. It's Springsteen yesterday, Jeff. Today I'm going to be hanging out with Edge and Bono and all those guys. So we'll be discussing that in a bit. And of course, sneaker talk to wrap it up. But again, everybody, Dr. Ryan's on fumes right now. So we're going to have to speed this up a little bit. He has to get back to work and get some rest. What type of rehab should Bassey expect in the coming days?
Well, really for the next 6 weeks, it's going to be that knee immobilizer. So there won't be a lot of rehab because he's not going to be able to bend it. So he's just going to be locked out in that position. Mm-hmm. It'll probably more be about trying to do other things to keep his cardiovascular conditioning, you know, trying to do some upper body stuff, mm-hmm. maybe some non-weight bearing stuff in the pool, kind of thing, because, you know, he can bear weight on it, but he can't bend it at all. So there's mm-hmm. no rehab until that 6 weeks is up and that bone is healed. And then it'll be about getting back that range of motion and mm-hmm. and getting back to explosive maneuvers probably by the beginning of May.
Right. And how long does normally a fracture like that fuse, like get back together?
6 weeks. That's pretty standard for any broken bone. Okay. 6 weeks.
6 weeks, yeah. In your experience, and I don't know if you dealt with this, but I'm pretty sure you have, but I guess people don't really complain about pain. Like, how does one know that, hey, I have a non-displaced fracture? Like, it's just kind of a pinch, or like, when does somebody realize, like, uh-oh, something's wrong?
I mean, when you're an NBA player, they're going to get x-rays regardless.
You're right, exactly. But,
I mean, really, it's just about pain. They're like, wow, that really hurts. And now, like a day or two later, it still really hurts.
Yeah.
And maybe even worse when I try to bend it. Because like I said, it's not weight-bearing, so it's not walking on it that's going to hurt. It's going to be when you bend it. It's probably going to hurt mm-hmm. a lot. But it's just a quick film. You do the regular PA lateral, and sometimes it's called a sunrise view. Mm-hmm. You bend the knee and do an x-ray to it so that the tip of the patella, the kneecap, looks like the sun rising over the horizon, and you can see if there's mm-hmm. a crack in it. And as long as the crack is straight and the edges aren't moved away from each other, that's what we call displaced. So if it's non-displaced like that, then yeah, mm-hmm. it's completely straightforward. You don't very rarely if you just shatter that kneecap, sometimes they have to wire it back mm-hmm. together, but that's exceedingly rare. Most patella fractures are non-operative and heal up really well.
So perhaps the quote unquote, I guess the worst quote unquote, like I said, a path ahead is maybe when he's back to moving that knee again and the patella's fused again, it's the rehab, it's the getting your wind back. It's preparing for next season, you know, because if you project it out, he's behind the curveball now. I mean, he's behind the eight ball, excuse me, because other players are going to be ready, getting geared up. I mean, you heard Malachi Branham talking about how he's preparing for the offseason already. You know, players are already thinking about next season, so he'll have to catch up. So this is going to be a very key offseason for him to ramp things up for as fast as the NBA season comes and goes.
That's true. It's a year-round thing now for most people, and when it's not, you know, they catch a lot of criticism. I mean, like Luka, you know, when you leave and then come back out of shape, it's mm-hmm. very noticeable. You know, back in the day, 80s and 90s, people used to play themselves into shape and do nothing in the offseason but rest. But that's not so much the case anymore. So, yeah, he'll be off for 6 weeks, and then he'll have to – I'm sure, like we just talked about, we'll try to maintain some level of cardiovascular conditioning through some other form of exercise. But the mm-hmm. big thing is when that immobilizer comes off, to try to get that range of motion back. Because you can imagine – locking your leg straight out for 6 weeks is really, it's going to be stiff, stiff, stiff when that thing comes off.
Yeah, I imagine. Yeah. So there you go, Spurs fans. You know, it sounds bad, non-displaced, but left patella fracture. But that's why Dr. Ryan's here to calm you down for one of your favorite players, Charles Bassey. You know, and what stings too is that he's from San Antonio. He's a local kid, you know, making an NBA. You know, you don't really get to see that a lot. Now, the last one I could think of was Devin Brown. Yep. Yeah, so now you got Charles Bassey, and you know, to see him go down, and it was just great. You know, his explosiveness, his athleticism at his size, his position, the bouncy big that Spurs fans been wanting this team to get, he was that. I mean, did you ever see that game he had at Austin where he, and I'm being silly here, but I mean, practically it was like 40 points in 5 minutes. It was something ridiculous. Like, he had one of the greatest games as an Austin Spur. And that's what convinced the Spurs to convert him into a full-time NBA deal, because he put up this incredible – I mean, I think, Doctor, he had like a 40-point double-figure rebound game in a quarter. I'm not being silly. I mean, it was really something insane like that.
Wow, that is impressive. Yeah. I saw he had put up some big numbers here in Austin, but I did not see that big one. But
I believe it was an away game where he did that. So, but still, a lot of potential for the kid, and it looks like Charles Bassey will be back raring to go next season. Once the training camp and preseason games get fired up. But when we get back, we continue our chat with Dr. Ryan McCorkle right here on Locked On Spurs. We're back on Locked On Spurs with Dr. Ryan McCorkle. Follow him on Twitter at AustinERDoc. And once again, he's an ER doc at the St. David's Medical Center, Austin Emergency Center, and with Backstage Medical and Concierge Medicine Practice. Doctor, we know you're running on fumes so quickly. Any sneaker news you want to talk about? What's going on in that world?
You know, I think I'm still just working on those three custom pairs. I've got them painted. I've actually been wearing them to some events, but I haven't got the stencils yet to finish with those back quarter panels. But those are the three pair that I've really been working on. And then I got those Starfish, which are the burnt orange and brown colorway. And I soaked those in coffee for about 3 days. And dyed the laces and got those into a nice aged burnt orange for the Longhorns season coming up. But that's all the new ones I have right now.
You told me that Chris Bosh goes to Austin Spurs games, correct?
Yeah. I just saw that he was at the game night before last.
You should get him to autograph some of those sneakers for you.
Right? For sure. You know, the other thing I was going to mention before, you talked about the homegrown folks with Bassey, and I used to play on a summer league team with Antonio Daniels and with Devin Brown, and right. Devin was just so gracious with so great with the San Antonio fans, and he had this older gentleman and his son who had Down syndrome that would come, even when we were just playing pickup at the rec center, Henry's Rec Center downtown, where all the Spurs would come play, but they would come just when we were playing pickup, and he was so kind to them and nice. To that boy and they would just come everywhere and he'd be looking for him everywhere they went, and Devin was just he's a real class act. We hadn't talked about him in a long time, so I wanted to at least get that story out there.
Absolutely. And the Spurs have been honoring former players throughout the season at home games, and Devin Brown, they gave him his time in the spotlight this season, and they put him on TV, and I can hear him tell stories about his time with San Antonio Spurs all day long. He's just a good storyteller. He talked about X, Y, and Z and playing with David and Timmy and the title and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, I can listen to him all day. He's that good. Yeah, but
Doctor. Yeah, he is a great storyteller.
Yeah, he is. He really is. But Doctor, again, you know, we're just letting the fans know that, you know, you are in the middle of a shift here and, you know, trying to catch up on some work and catching up on some Z's more importantly. So once again, Doctor, we thank you for jumping on Locked On Spurs. Once again, he is a St. David's Medical Center ER doc with the Austin Emergency Center and with Backstage Medical, and Concierge Medicine Practice. Hanging out with Bruce Springsteen still, Doctor?
We did the boss at the movie center. That was incredible. This week at South by Southwest has been really a lot of fun, but also a lot of work. We did I work three night shifts, so working the 10 p.m. till 6 a.m. shift at St. David's Medical Center. But then during the day and the evening, we did an event with St. Vincent and Robert Ellis over at the Long Center. And then we did Willie Nelson's Luck Reunion last night. So I worked the reunion from about 2 in the afternoon until 10 o'clock and then went straight from there to my overnight shift and got up at 6 a.m. this morning. So I appreciate you helping me out to get some rest today, but it was a ton of fun. And that Willie's Luck Reunion with Robert Ellis and Margo Price and Bo Bedford was just an incredible musical event as well.
Yeah, thank you for helping out with some bad allergies I just had. I knocked on doctor's door, not figuratively, sent him a text and saying, Doctor, I need help. These allergies are kicking my butt. And right away, he got me the medicine I needed. And wouldn't you look at it, back up on my feet. So thank you very much for that. Dr. Ryan McCorkle. Yeah, appreciate that. Follow him on Twitter at AustinERDoc, on our Instagram at AustinEMDoc for all those sneakers that he talks about. So for Dr. Ryan McCorkle, I am Jeff Garcia. We're putting in a lot on this episode of Locked On Spurs. Thanks.